today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome. We're talking about the concept of sacrifice in the view of Islam. I invite you to listen to us. Today, Friday, is the 12th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Insan, verses 7 to 11.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Yufoon bin nadhr wa yakhafoon yawman kana sharruhu mustatira.
They are those who fulfill their vows and fear a day whose evil will be widespread.
ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا.
And they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive.
إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
Saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude.
Inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman 'abusan qamtarira.
Indeed, we fear from our Lord a day austere and distressful.
Fawaqahumullahu sharra dhalika al-yawm wa laqahum nadratan wa surura.
So Allah will protect them from the evil of that day and give them radiance and happiness.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Basically, in Islam, the value of an action, it's in its sincerity and pure immaculate intention, and hence activities which have worldly motivations, whether they be hypocritical or for people's approval and appreciation or for lust or for venal rewards, have no Islamic or moral value. A famous tradition from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, which attests to this fact, says, no deed is accepted unless it is done with a pure intention for Allah.
Allah, 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 ma lana mawlan siwa Allah. Allah, 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 ma lana mawlan siwa Allah.
The topic of today's special is Islam and sacrifice. If ordinary things in this world cannot be obtained without effort, obtaining meaning and purpose in life, which is in Islam, must surely require utmost endeavor. The nature and magnitude of struggle and of sacrifice must be commensurate with the nature and value of the goal we want to reach. And what purpose in life could be more valuable, more compelling, more important, and more urgent than that of bringing the whole man, his inner personality, his environment, his society, the entire world, to the path of Allah, without struggling hard merely by wishing, desiring, professing, making claims and statements? How can we ever hope to reach the destination that we have set for ourselves? If one's daily bread cannot be earned without effort, will Allah give His greatest blessing, success in this life and success in the life to come, unless we prove that we deserve to receive it? Unless we demonstrate that our profession of faith is rooted in our hearts, that we are truthful in our claims of loyalty, that we are prepared to offer sacrifices required of us.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with a sacrifice and its role in people's lifestyle. In the Holy Quran, in the Surah At-Tawbah, in the verses 19 to 21, in the Holy Quran indicates it to the audience, to the immediate audience over there, that's inquiring that do you regard those people who give water to hajis, to pilgrims, to be on the same level as those people who sacrifice their lives in favor of the Islamic religion? Certainly they are not the same. We find that in the Islamic religion and in the early Islamic period, those people who joined the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were really exemplary people. Early Islamic history is full of the accounts of some people who joined the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were being threatened day and night for having joined the Prophet. Yet they remained steadfast. Many of them were tortured and martyred and sent into exile by the opponents of the Islamic religion and the opponents of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet they remained steadfast. Certainly, those people who preferred to preferred not to get entangled in the challenges of being a personality ready for practical sacrifice are not on the same footing and on the same level as those people who showed the sacrifice not in theory and in words, but in practical terms and in practice. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain.
From the things to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, we reach to food and drink. Another thing is relationships. Let's look at the food and drink shortly. This is a simple one to understand. When we fast in Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan or otherwise, we give up our food, drink, and desires for the sake of Allah. We endure long periods of hunger and thirst simply for His sake. And that is why the reward for fasting is so special, that Allah rewards it personally on the Day of Judgment. About the relationship and sacrificing the relationships, we can say sometimes people are in relationships that they should not be in. They might be in a premarital or extramarital relationship, or they might be in a friendship that is detrimental to their akhirah. To give up such relationships for the sake of Allah is a way to earn Allah's mercy and pleasure. In this part, we look at Karbala, an unforgettable sacrifice for Islam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not wish to be killed in Medina, where he was summoned by the governor to extract an oath of allegiance to Yazid. He left for Mecca to be in the precincts of the Holy Kaaba, but left even as the annual Hajj or pilgrimage approached, since Yazid had sent assassins disguised as pilgrims. He then left for Kufa, but he did not wish to be killed there too, because the governor, through bribes and intimidation, had melted down his support that his envy had marshaled on his behalf. The Imam reasoned that if he were to sacrifice his life, it had to be for the benefit of Islam. So the cause for his death had to be publicly known and not shrouded in mystery. The Imam was diverted to Karbala while en route to Kufa by a commander in Yazid's army. Karbala was an ideal place to offer his sacrifice. It was a wide open field where he could starkly juxtapose truth versus falsehood, principles versus expediency, values versus whims, and above all, justice versus tyranny and oppression, for all to observe and bear witness to his just cause.
You see, even those last days, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was always cautious and careful not to violate the rights of any human being. You see, for example, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he was honest with his companions. He did not give them any fake promises. You see how moral he was. Many of the politicians today, do you know what's their number one problem? They lie. When they want you to choose them, they'll make up so much nonsense. I'll do this, I'll do that. The educational system, the economy, the this, the military, so on and so forth. Just look at the U.S. and all the promises that the president of the U.S. made in the campaign and what he's doing right now. Does it matter to him if he fulfills those promises? No, who cares? Because to me, the point is, I reach my goal. Even if it includes what? Lying to the people. And this exactly is what makes Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam so great. That when he wanted to revolt, he never made any fake promises to anyone. He didn't tell them, come with me and I will govern and I'll give you money and I'll give you positions and you'll be rulers. No. He was honest from day one. He told them that I am going to be killed, shahada. If you want shahada, come with me. If you want dunya, don't come with me. He says that in his beautiful speech before he went out. He says, خُطَّ الْمَوْتُ عَلَىٰ وُلْدِ آدَمُ مَخَطَّ الْقِلَادَةِ مِنْ جِيدِ الْفَتَاتِ. He says, death surrounds us in the same way the necklace that a girl wears surrounds her neck. You can't pull it off, it'll rip. This is how death surrounds us. Basically, he's saying, don't be afraid of death. Death will come after you, no matter where you go. And then he says, وَمَا أَوْلَهَنِي إِلَىٰ أَسْلَافِي اشتياق يعقوب إلى يوسف. Why am I going towards death, you ask? Because I have the same passion that Ya'qub had towards Yusuf. Meaning in the same way Ya'qub had that love and yearn and passion for Yusuf, I have that love and yearn and passion for my father and my grandfather and my mother Fatima. And then he says, وَخُيِّرَ لِي مَصْرَعٌ أَنَا لَاقِيهِ. He says, and I have what been shown my fate and my destiny. And this is my destiny, I can't change it. And then he says, كَأَنِّي بَأَوْصَالِي تُقَطِّعُهَا عُسْلَانُ الْفَلَوَاتِ بين النواويس وكربلاء. He's telling them what's going to happen. They're going to kill me. They're going to rip me into pieces. كأني بأوصالي تقطعها عسلان الفلوات بين النواويس وكربلاء. And he even mentions the word كربلاء. He tells them this is what's going to happen. He made absolutely no fake promises. And then he says, فيملأن مني أكراشا جوفا وأجربة سغبا. He tells them that they're going to destroy me. They're going to rip me into pieces. This is what's going to happen to me. And then he says, لا محيص عن يوم خط بالقلم. He says, this is my destiny and I cannot change it. And then look at what Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام says, ألا فمن كان باذلا فينا مهجته وموطنا على لقاء الله نفسه فليرحل معنا فإني راحل مصبحة. He says, if anyone wants shahada, wants to give his soul for Ahlul Bayt, then let him come with me because I will leave tomorrow morning. Did he say if anyone wants kingdom and rule and this? No. He was honest with his people.
Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, والسلام عليكم.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.